It's time for another fun fact, and this week, thanks to our good buddy Joe over at Facebook, who keeps the good fun facts coming. Joe's taking us back over to Epcot because, you know, we don't talk about Epcot nearly enough. It's really kind of because
you don't like it very much.
That's a lot of it. It just feels underrepresented when it comes to fun facts. So let's talk a little Epcot and a little Mark W. Fuller.
Is this like our Buckminster Fuller?
Nope. Actually, you know what? I don't know. I doubt those two are related. That would be kind of awesome if they were, because they both have to do with Epcot. But no, Mark W. Fuller was a Imagineer for the Walt Disney Company. And basically, he came up with this technology when he was an undergraduate, and then, you know, made it a little bit better, and then got hired by Disney as an Imagineer and used this technology that he had come up with to make the Leapfrog Fountain over at Epcot. So, you know, there by the Imagination Pavilion, the Leapfrog Fountain where it shoots from fountain to fountain, mm-hmm. or from pad to pad. Yeah, that's Mark W. Fuller. But Mark wasn't done with that. That wasn't enough for him. In 1983, he went and co-founded WET, which, yes, you know, that. So you can tell me all about WET, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Water efficiency training.
Oh, dude, you got 33% of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
because so one water, letter, and I'm sure it's water.
Water entertainment technologies.
Ah,
so
that was close.
I mean, yeah, the dude did the Leapfrog Fountain, and right. WET also has done things like the fountains of the Bellagio. So, you know, okay. you've probably seen those, because you've seen some show that took place.
I've seen Ocean's 11.
And yeah. If you've seen anything that took place in Vegas, at some point they had a shot of the fountains at Bellagio. The fountains out in front of the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, in Dubai.
Uh huh. Yep. They were responsible for.
Boy, that's crazy.
Yeah. They did those. They did the waters of the Olympic Park, which was the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. They did that fountain, right? So he goes from Imagineer and he does all these other cool things, but none of those things are actually what the fun fact is about. Those are all just background, right? So, but I think I've given you enough here, Jeremy. Given what you know about Mark W. Fuller and about WET, what do you think the fun fact is?
And it has to do with Epcot.
It has to do with Epcot.
Did WET design the effects for Illuminations?
Oh, no. Maybe they did, but if they did, that's not what Joe sent in. That's not the fun fact for today. And I haven't seen anything that makes me think that. But while they weren't responsible for that, they were responsible for the Fountain of Nations. So the fountain in the middle of Future World, or kind of a southern middle of Future World. That does
the backwards
show
waterfall.
No, that's Imagination Pavilion.
Oh yeah,
the
middle, right.
The big fountain in the middle.
Yes,
yeah,
middle.
Yes, that's
what
middle
means.
Okay, you're getting
it. Getting it.
So you know so about every, I think it's 15 minutes. Gosh, it's been too long since I've had to figure that out. But periodically throughout the day, the fountain does a full water show to music and everything. And yeah, that was actually designed by WET as part of 1993. They refurbed that fountain and they added in all of the stuff to do that huge water show, you know, where it shoots the water way up in the sky and everything. And that mm-hmm. was all done by WET, who, you know, which was founded, or at least co-founded, by an Imagineer who went from doing the Leapfrog Fountain, you know, back before he left in 1983. He comes back and does this. And, you know, the same place that, like, looking at it after, I guess I'd never really thought about it, because after Joe sent this in and I looked at it, I'm like, that makes total sense that, you know, that the Burj Khalifa, the Bellagio, and and Epcot Fountain would all have the same people behind it, right? Because just the grandeur of the stuff that it does, they all kind of have the same thing. And now I will say that the, you know, that Bellagio and Burj Khalifa are clearly much bigger examples of that.
Right.
But, you know, it's still, like I said, I think it's pretty cool to think that it's the same person who are the same company, led by the same person who is responsible for all, you know, for those things. Again, and that is just a handful of them. You know, jump on Wikipedia. You can look up WET. You can find out so many other things that they've done. And apparently they own a lot of the patents to the technology that's involved right. with making those sorts of fountains.
And that's why they've done everything.
Right, because you've got to get...
Because they're the only company who can.
Hey, but in their defense, they came up with it and they're actually using it, so...
Yeah, there's a fountain. There's like an entertainment kind of like town center district thing in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And they have a big fountain that does a water show to music every like 15 or 20 minutes. I wonder if they did that one as well. I'm going to look it up and see.
I think you should look it up because I bet you're going to find out that they did. But yeah, so today's fun fact is... If you're looking at the Fountain of Nations, well, you know what? And maybe the fun fact should be that there is a show that happens at the fountain. It's not just a, you know, it's not just a water fountain. And if you happen to walk by at the right time, you're going to see it doing something really cool. No, it does do something really cool. So hang out there, watch the show. I think it's pretty cool. It's even better at night to me. But that's
definitely better at night.
Yes.
100% better at night.
That fountain show is, you know, that fountain and the things that you're seeing, the same stuff that you see at the Bellagio, the same stuff you see at Burj Khalifa, and so many other places, all designed by the same person who was a Disney Imagineer. And then you can walk over to the Imagination Pavilion and see where he got his start with the Leapfrog Fountain. And I think that will do it for this week's fun fact. If you have an interesting, obscure, or just cool thing you'd like to share with us and everybody else, you can let us know on Facebook. We are facebook.com/MTM podcast or on Twitter at MTM podcast. Or you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.